Jazz, 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. Jamal Ahmed with the Soul of Jazz. And I tell you, the summer is wrapping up, and one event that always lets us know that we're almost at the end of the summer is this incredible festival that has been happening in the city for over 5 years, the One Music Festival. And I have the founder of that festival in the studio, Mr. Jay Carter. How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Good to see you again, man.
Hey, man, it's good to be here, man. You invite us back each and every year, man, so we're doing something right.
Well, I remember the first one, man, and I have to say, man, one thing that really stands out about this festival is the amount of growth that has literally happened in 5 years. Let's talk about the festival and why you came up with this concept, One Music Fest.
Well, it was it's always been in the back of our mind for a while. You know, as far as just the type of programming and type of music that you're seeing at festivals, and really, did you get a chance to see alternative progressive urban music celebrated on the stage together? You know, from your larger acts to your smaller acts. You know, a lot of these larger acts, you know, if you saw them in a festival setting, you know, if you had Bonnaroo or Coachella or, you know, anywhere for that matter, you know, a Kendrick Lamar may be performing next to the Strokes and the Kills and Imagine Dragon and Vampire Weekend. But why can't I see Kendrick Lamar with Bilal? Or why can't I see Amel LaRue and Erykah Badu share the stage? You know, so that really was being overlooked and not celebrated. And I think there's we have so much music to share, man, and so much music that we listen to that it'd be great to see this all in one place. Mm. And it also allows you to kind of touch on different fan bases and bring them together, right. You know, and that was powerful. The first year we saw it, I mean, it was teenagers there to my parents, you know. And everybody partying together under the umbrella of just good music.
And hence the name.
Yeah, One Music Fest.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, I want to ask you because, I mean, I've known you for many years doing events, parties, mm-hmm. and events, even shows. And even going into a venture of co-owning a club here in the city. But what made you decide to kind of take all of your energy and put it in this as opposed to, you know, just doing smaller shows?
Well, again, I think it was just the void. I mean, I think I have if you kind of look at my pattern, it's always kind of centered around that, you know, music and a void. Soul Fusion started as a party back in 2001, and the whole idea and concept was, you know, if all of us, and I'm talking about white, black, yellow, brown, polka dot, stripe, if we all kind of listen to the same type of music, but we all kind of go in our separate little rooms and silos and don't kind of celebrate it together, what is that? And music is art, you know. It's a loose art form that's supposed to just bring folks together. But Atlanta was just very tricky, you know. Is it going to be a Young Buck party? Is it going to be a black night? Is it a white night? Is it a gay night? Is it, you know, like, what is that all about? So we said, you know, why don't we, with Soul Fusion, that was the whole idea, you know. So we had house DJs, we had a white Rastafarian on Congos, we had all different types of DJs, and that's what we wanted. We wanted to kind of formulate that energy, and of course it kind of got popular and kind of, you know, grew into something bigger. And but with regards to One Music Fest, you know, again, you know, just going to these different festivals and even Essence Fest for that matter, it's very programmed. You know, and it, you know, in essence feels kind of more like an expo than a festival. But something like this, I could not find. And I kept scratching my head, like, why are the people that's programming these festivals are not paying closer attention to progressive urban alternative music? And why aren't these artists given a chance to perform on stage with these million copy selling platinum artists? Why aren't they given opportunity? Why can't I see Eric Robeson, you know, but on the same bill as Snoop? Hmm. Does Eric Robeson's crowd listen to Snoop? Yeah. Does all of Snoop's crowd listen to Eric Robeson? No, but maybe if they came to the festival and heard Eric, they'd be like, wow, something.
Right.
And now Eric now has new fans.
Exactly.
So we have to grow, help grow our music and feed our music.
I love that point that you were talking about with kind of desegregating the scene, you know, mm-hmm. bringing different people who normally shouldn't be together together. Let's talk about the actual work it takes into putting, because I'm looking at this lineup, man, and before we go any further, I have not mentioned the lineup. And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the man, Jay Carter, who is the owner and founder of the One Music Festival, which is happening this Saturday, September 13th, over at Aaron's Amphitheater at Lakewood. But I'm looking at all these artists, from Kendrick Lamar to Nas, two different, you know, mm-hmm. two different schools altogether.
Yep.
But then you have, like, you know, Gene Aiko and Daly and Bilal and Amel LaRue, along with Method Man and Redman. Like, there's this really interesting mix of people. But more importantly, those are some big names on there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I know yeah. it takes a lot of work. So talk about the energy, because I'm sure you're working year-round to get to this point.
We should. you know, I mean, honestly, after last year, we were like, you know, are we going to do it again, really? Mm. You know? What I've learned is doing these large events, like, you know, the Soul Fusion and block parties and, you know, for 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 some odd people was cool. Very relevant, but not as expensive as producing an actual festival. There's a lot of moving parts that I'm now realizing that goes into building out a festival, and it's very expensive. So you really have to be prepared, you know, to win or to take it on the chin. And so, you know, we actually pieced this festival together probably March, April to wow. June. Mm. You know, the stars started aligning. Certain people started coming on board. Because also we didn't really have a home. Last year we really felt we almost outgrew Fourth Ward Park. And if we were looking to double our numbers, there's no way in the world the patrons would have a good time in the space we used last year, because they would just be on top of each other. And you know, it's hard to find inner city parks. So we kind of just said, you know what? Well, Live Nation actually kind of said, why don't you check out our spot over here at Aaron's Lakewood Amphitheater, Amphitheater at Lakewood. And I haven't been there since the birthday bash in 98. And it's changed so much,
it
man.
Has.
And when I walked through, I was like, oh, the spot is beautiful, man. This makes perfect sense. And so they gave us the freedom also to build a festival setting, not only on the inside of the amphitheater, but we're actually setting up a second stage on the outside of the amphitheater. Yes. And that's where your food trucks will be. That's where your merchants will be. That's where your visual artists village would be. Games, activations. That's where all that other extra festival feel stuff would be on the outside, but also on the inside. So, it's a lot of work that goes into this thing, man. It's a lot of work, man. So,
but, I mean, I can imagine, man. But it's always I have this quote that I always use. It's always one.
Yeah.
It's always one. It could be somebody that can mess things up and make things better.
Right.
So you are that one making things better, especially here in Atlanta, because we have a rich legacy of giving people culture and diverse culture.
Right.
In Atlanta. One more thing, Jay. I want to talk about this lineup again, because okay. when I look at this lineup, it truly represents the creme de la creme of soulful music and just good urban music in general. But why did you choose certain artists? Why did you bring, Kendrick Lamar next to Cody Chestnut?
Mm. Well, I think...
And you kind of answered that earlier, but if you just kind of go into detail with these artists and
It's exposure. So, I mean, it's also a beautiful little intricate puzzle that we also piece together with the artists, and also plays in availability. Some of these artists just, you know, some of the artists that we wanted weren't available, and then you're kind of fishing around for others. Nas has always been on the short list, and he's my favorite hip hop artist since day one.
And he's celebrating 20 years of
yeah,
his debut.
Which is huge. Yeah. So, and considering this is his only show, his 20th anniversary show in Atlanta, that makes it that much better. But you know, but Cody Chestnut, man, I mean, he's a hometown hero. He's from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been on the scene in a minute. He actually hit us up last year a little bit too late, because we wanted to try to get him on a bill, and we said, you know, let's figure out this space. And I think the artists that we have on there, I think their fan base all kind of overlap a little. But I think your Nas, your Kendrick Lamar, your Jhené Aiko, they have they have a different type of fan base as well. But if you listen to their music, it's intelligent music. It's progressive music in its own way. It's not your traditional type of music. Like Nas from Illmatic to now, he has never changed up his style. He has always been a consistent, like that. When you heard Nas, you knew it was Nas. You never heard like a crazy beating. Like, what is he doing?
Exactly.
And Kendrick Lamar, I mean, he's a poet with music behind him, man. I mean, the brother's amazing. But he does have commercial appeal.
Right.
So it's without getting political, it's a socialist plan a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So you got these smaller artists that deserve to eat a little bit more, that's eating off the plate of other progressive mainstream large artists. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
It's your Kendrick Lamar fan will appreciate Cody's music and Alice Smith's music, you know? So it's that. But you'll be surprised. Do I think that Nas and Kendrick Lamar know who Cody Chestnut is and Alice Smith? Most definitely.
Right.
You know, like last year we had Joey Badass before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real kind of underground hip hop, 18 years old, but another lyricist that loves the game of hip hop. You know, 18 years old, but he still has Premier and Pete Rock helping him produce songs.
Exactly.
So last year we also had Quadrant.
Yeah.
The Soul Man
out of
mm-hmm. So we found a picture that Coco from Quadrant took of her and Joey hanging out backstage, sharing music. Come to find out they're fans of each other. So I think that's also what One Music Fest does for the artists. It brings them together with music they appreciate from artists that they typically don't get to see, be it on the road or anywhere else for that matter. So it's a homecoming for artists, and it's a beautiful musical, you know, day for just music fans.
Yeah, no, I really, really look forward to this every year, Jay, and I'm one of those people that just prays that you find the resources and the time and the energy to make this happen. So I'm so glad that y'all tried to do this or are doing this again. And God willing, we'll see another one in 2015. But if people want to find out about this one this year, they can do so. How so?
OneMusicFest.com. That's O-N-E, MusicFest.com. Give you info, the lineup, the time schedule, and all of the above.
Yeah, and of course, this is happening this Saturday, September the 13th, over there at Aaron's Amphitheater at Lakewood, featuring the likes of Kendrick Lamar, Nas, Daily, Bilal, Method Man, Redman, Amel LaRue. I can keep going on. Too many great names on one list, sir.
It's going to be a great time, man. I hope you can make it.
Well, God willing. And God bless you in all your future endeavors, Jay
Carter. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me again, Jamal.
Always, sir.
Yeah.